Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Has everybody seen that picture of the woman? She goes to buy the bag salad at a grocery store in the UK, and she brings it home, and the video has gone viral, and she dumps her salad up, makes her whole salad, adds the dressing, tosses it in the bowl, and then as she's eating it, she gets to the bottom, and a frog.
A live frog.
No. And it's alive.
Yeah, a little tree frog.
Oh,
and it's
cute
not,
thing.
It's not small. I mean, it's just like a toad. Yeah. No, it's a big frog.
Yeah, compared to that lettuce, it's big.
It's a sizable frog, but he survived in the bag, the shipping, and the, you know, raspberry vinaigrette or whatever she dumped on him.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I would have thrown up immediately.
I'm having trouble talking about it because I hate frogs.
Same.
Yeah, Riggins is afraid of frogs.
I am too. I always have been. But I'm a girl.
Well, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. It's the way you don't really know which way they're going to go.
Yeah.
And it's happened so quickly. I don't like that.
And they're slimy.
And they're slimy and gross looking. Anyway, she's keeping it as a pet.
Oh, really?
That
oh.
would not have been my reaction to finding a frog in my salad.
No.
But it reminds me of that time that years ago when we all went up to, I think it was in Chicago, when we were eating at that fancy steakhouse. Yeah. And one of our coworkers was eating through a salad. And when she got to the bottom of the salad, she found a huge...
It was a big beetle.
It was a beetle or a roach or something.
It was a beetle.
It was big.
I was there, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You probably don't remember.
And I have a terrible...
She was whooping it up that day.
Yeah.
I probably was.
But she ate the entire salad, and that was the last thing remaining in the bowl. It was like, how unfortunate that you eat the whole thing and then find the beetle. But... people are commenting underneath this video of the frog saying the craziest things they found in their food. Here's just a sampling. I pulled a pork rind out of the bag with fur on it.
Oh.
Still had the pig hair, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, because it's skin.
Skin. We found a chopped up snake, including its head, in a can of green beans.
No.
Yum.
Yep. And then I got shards of metal in my fruit cocktail because the hotel I was at had an electric can opener that was shredding the lid as it came off.
Huh.
And they only brought it to her attention because she brought it.
What kind of hotel serves canned fruit salad?
Right.
Well, fair enough. A little fruit cocktail would maybe be easier.
Yeah, fruit cocktail. Gross.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Cheetos bag I had? I bought that had that giant piece of cheese in it. It was huge. Yeah. It took up most of the bag.
Oh.
Just Cheeto dust?
It was a huge ball of Cheetos. Like, it got melted together in the factory, and they just threw it in a bag, it seemed.
And did you just bite into it?
Oh, like no. Jam? I threw that away. It looked disgusting.
Cheesy, though.
I would have still eaten it. It passed all the quality.
It's probably just extra crunchy.
Yeah.
I think so. Do we believe Rob threw it away?
I don't.
For
our purposes?
Because he always tries to act like he's, like, super picky and, you know, so discerning.
Yeah,
he probably ate that and looked to see if his app would give him a special prize for that. Is this the hidden Cheeto?
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So today is National Pumpkin Spice Day, and I feel like Lindsay would like pumpkin spice because she's like the most girl I've ever known. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, girly girl.
Yeah, I was hesitant to say girly girl, but like...
My wife's pretty prissy as well.
Maybe that's the right one.
Yeah.
Prissy.
Prissy. I'm not offended by that.
You like it? That's not a bad thing.
No, it's just because it is me. You're right. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth.
It is the truth.
It is the truth.
She's got her Stanley.
Rose gold.
She's got a rose gold coffee mug and a Stanley with a gibbet on top.
I love that you're calling this a gibbet, like a crock gibbet.
Yeah.
My kids love a gibbet. But
same idea.
It's the same idea. Yeah.
She's got Stanley jewelry and things like that.
I'm a girly girl. I don't love pumpkin spice, though. I never have.
Really?
I don't like sweet coffee, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because at the radio station we used to work at, they didn't have many options of creamer, so I just drank black coffee, and I've been pretty much black coffee since.
It's like working at the docks.
Yeah.
They're pouring it out of the original Stanley coffee thermos.
Yeah, right. For real?
That green one with the little silver lid on the little cup. Like,
I got a Stanley too.
Yeah. Got my boots on and my.
Tied off to a girder.
Put some chew in my mouth.
So it has been a long time since we've caught up with Lindsay. She was off for a few years and now she's back and it's really exciting. And I don't know a lot about Lindsay as a mom. When I knew Lindsay, she was single and then sometimes in a relationship, and she was out and bar hopping and going to clubs and getting dressed up and like doing shots and things like that. Yeah. But it seems like that is a thing of the past now.
Yeah. It is.
It kind of is.
It totally is.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of the natural progression as somebody who's becoming
an
adult.
But when you say it kind of... It makes me kind of sad a little bit, you know.
Country singer Clay Walker has a song that says that was before Mama was Mama.
Yeah.
Back then, the kids look at it like that was before Mama was Mama. She's out being single and shooting whiskey and doing all these crazy things, smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you were smoking.
No.
Do you ever cry over thinking about?
No, but like I mean, you do think about old times and, you know, especially like on the show, like trips we took, like just, you know, fun times, but
getting blackout wasted.
Yeah. I don't think I ever did that. Well, here and there.
You were fun time.
I was fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Is your life fun now? All right.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins, are you guessing that now that Lindsay's back, we're going to get a different Stanley mug every day? A different design, a different color, or something like that?
Maybe. After we found out how many she has yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a new one every day.
Maybe for 12 days I'll have one. New
12.
One.
But... We did tell you yesterday that the Gen Z determined that they're not in style anymore.
They're not cool.
Yeah, that's right. That's because she had to come to those grips.
Yeah, come to terms with that.
Yeah.
That I'm a loser.
This is the new popular one.
Oh.
The Awala.
Oh, but I have to do some work for that.
What do you mean?
Like, you got to hit the button. Yeah.
You got to take a ribbon off of yours.
Well, this is... You know, this little thing protects from stuff getting in.
Yeah, it keeps flies out of it.
I have a button to push to open mine.
I don't.
Lindsay, what is it like when the guy in the Dungeons & Dragons t-shirt is telling you what's hot?
What's cool.
What's cool.
I feel like we've come to a different level in my life now, and I'm like, what's happening? I'm in an alternate universe. What's happening?
Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to have to go to one of those tournaments with him just to see what goes on and report.
Do I want to ask what kind of tournament we're talking about?
He plays the Star Wars card games now. Oh. This is a big thing.
I can teach you any card game you want to play. Well, any trading card game.
Not like a drinking game.
I'm not playing spades over here.
Yeah.
I can teach you Pokemon. I can teach you Magic. You know, any of those.
Magic? Yeah. You're doing Magic?
I have before. Magic the Gathering, yes.
Oh, she thought a magician.
Oh. So
there's a game called Magic the Gathering.
Oh, I'm like, we're a magician now? Like,
you're doing magic?
Birthday parties for kids?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea you were into magic.
Oh, rabbit out of the hat?
Yeah, so that community refers to Dungeons & Dragons as D&D.
Okay.
And then Magic the Gathering is just called Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
He's a champion in the Southeast. He's won multiple tournaments on this Star Wars trading card game in multiple states.
Trophies involved? Ribbons? Medals?
I got a trading card that was worth $200-something that I sold. It's a Darth Vader limited edition. What. Sorry, it was a Mace Windu. That, get it right.
That former professional athlete husband of yours better watch out.
I know.
His you're gonna be all over Rob.
His cards sell for 99 cents on eBay.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So I'll try to share the story delicately. I had a rough night last night. Didn't get a lot of sleep.
Which is odd for you, Regan.
It's really odd. I like a solid 8 to 10.
Yes.
Sometimes 11.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I went home over the weekend, and when I leave, my mom always, she cooks just for two. It's her and my dad. But she'll always save like a portion, put it in some Tupperware, and put it in the freezer. So when I come home, she loads me up with food that she's made. She knows I'll eat leftovers, no problem. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a stack of Tupperware, meatloaf, spaghetti and meatballs, General Tso's chicken that she makes. It's really good. Chop suey, all that stuff. And then she said, and I tried something new. It's called Marry Me Chicken. And I thought, I've heard of that. I've seen it like on TikTok, I think.
Yeah.
And they call it Marry Me Chicken because it's a dish like they encourage women to make for their boyfriends because once he eats it, he'll go, oh, my God, will you marry me? Yeah. I want to eat this for the rest of my life. And she gave me some of that. It was Marry Me Chicken over a bed of mashed potatoes. And I get why they call it Marry Me Chicken.
Yeah. Right.
It is so good.
I've made it before. It is
Have good. You really?
It didn't work for me to get engaged after that, but no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it killed him.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
he did.
I ate it up, and
it's good.
I texted her. I said, that was amazing. She goes, I know, it was so good. Fast forward to, I didn't know how you make it or anything. I went to bed, and about an hour later, my stomach started hurting so bad. Let me just say, after I went to bed, I had to take two showers.
Oh.
Nice. Intense.
What?
Ooh. Intense.
Oh, my God. Cream, butter Parmesan cheese, like fried chicken cutlets kind of like based in the sauce and or whatever.
Rich.
Holy.
Rich.
It's a little rich, maybe. I'm not lactose intolerant. Two showers after I laid down for bed.
Oh, man.
So, and then
so you're tired.
I'm a little tired, and I'm a little dehydrated. And I'm not going to say don't make this for your boyfriend, but if he's anything like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're sensitive.
I'm a little, my stomach's a little sensitive. I get that.
Yeah.
But I definitely am not feeling in the mood to propose after I have to take a shower after eating something you eat.
But you know, Riggins, I always look at the bright side of things.
Yeah.
If you would have been a soldier in the Civil War, you would have survived through the whole thing. The number one cause of death during the Civil War was diarrhea, dehydration from diarrhea, and they had an honor system where they wouldn't shoot anybody while they were doing their business.
Oh, right. Wow. Yeah.
So you would always, as much as you have diarrhea, nobody would ever shoot you. They'd be like, oh, we can't shoot him. He's having diarrhea.
A lone survivor right here.
That'd be your defense mechanism.
He's still going. No, like we'll just go find somebody else to kill. So, Marry Me Chicken, delicious but dangerous.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You got that right. Oh, man. Riggins, I don't know if you've noticed it, but having one girl in the room has turned into having two girls in the room because I just heard Rob trying to stir up some tea or something.
Say,
oh, hey, I think that thing that you said about you wanted to pick a bone with Riggins about, I think that'd be good.
Yeah. I didn't think this would happen on the second day, me and Riggins getting it, but it's happening.
Okay.
So you have the worst taste in coffee. I mean,
I was gonna. Okay, go ahead. Because this is really gonna. This is gonna make me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I come in yesterday, and I'm appreciative of you giving me coffee because I needed a little pick me up yesterday. You know, it's early. I'm like, do y'all have like a K cup, like a Keurig? You know, can I go in there? No, we do pot coffee here. Okay. fine. I haven't done that ever, I don't think. But, okay. So I go in there. It tastes like burnt trash. Trash.
When did you have that coffee? Yesterday, you talking about?
Yeah.
I actually wrote this out. She brought her own Keurig in today because I guess she couldn't take it.
I can't.
News for you. That's regular coffee. Made in a drip coffee maker is regular coffee.
Okay, I can appreciate a drip coffee, but get a better one. Like a classier coffee.
It's Folgers. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like pretty much the standard issue coffee.
See, I feel like that's an outdated coffee. We need to get a new, fresh. I mean, this has been around since. It's trash.
Yeah, it's been around since forever because it has staying power because it's so good.
Everybody likes Folgers. That's why we get it.
You think it's good, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I like
Rob.
It.
No, it's all.
Thank don't
drink
you.
Rob doesn't even drink coffee.
He drinks like a Ribbon Crunch vanilla Frappuccino, like 80 grams of sugar. That's not coffee. Yeah. And you brought it. Keurig does not make good coffee.
Yeah.
Keurigs do not make good coffee.
Well, they're individual pods, so you can pick what coffee you want. Folgers probably has a K-cup.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make it good. It doesn't make it well.
He doesn't like that method of coffee brewing.
And then you're back there with
80.
With 100 pods a day. I drink a lot of coffee. So what flavor is the coffee you're drinking?
Coconut Crunch.
Coconut Crunch.
You're right. We should all switch to Coconut Crunch.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So good. Well, listen, I could do a regular original flavor coffee in a K-cup. The brand is terrible.
You're going to argue with Folgers. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Okay. Do you think he made it too strong? Or
it's burnt. I don't know. It's like burnt. Folgers in your cup is terrible. It's terrible.
Don't listen to her, Folgers. If you would like to be a sponsor, I'm the TJ Rigger. I would love to have you. It's Folgers. I like Starbucks. I like gas station coffee, McDonald's coffee. I like a lot of different coffees. But if you're going to complain about Folgers, give me a break. Yeah. Over Coconut Crunch?
Coconut Crunch is the best.
Who even makes that?
I don't know.
And then unlike 8 years ago, Lindsay, when you were working with us, we're balling on a budget right now.
I can tell.
She's like, what else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Your creamer's terrible in there. I'm going to bring a barista in. We're going to just do it up.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I hardly ever comment on celebrities' Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to last night. Right as I was going to bed, I looked and there was the sweetest picture of, Barry Bonds, the Hall of baseball great and, home run champion and all of that. He had a picture on his Instagram and he's smiling, this huge smile, which he never does. He seems like a miserable person most of the time to me. And he's smiling and he's hugging this little boy. And the caption reads, "I will never forget this little guy because I was sitting by the water relaxing and this young man comes up to me and says, 'Hello, Mr. Bonds. Can I just give you a hug?' Yes, yes, yes. You know why? Because I could really use one. Thank you." And then here's the picture.
Aww.
How cute is that?
That's
love
the sweetest
that.
Thing ever.
I know. And of course, everybody was like, "Oh my God, that's so sweet. That is so sweet." So I just had to comment.
I'm
scared.
What did you comment, TJ?
I put, "Gay."
Of course.
I was the only one that put something like that out of the 495 comments that were up there at that point.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Good for you for standing out.
That is a terrible thing. I got in the bed and I couldn't sleep because I was laughing so hard that.
It's awful.
It's terrible. Oh, man.
Usually I end up regretting any comments that I make on, it doesn't even have to be a celebrity, but any type of person that has a following, I'll make a comment and it's usually funny, but then I'll go back and go, I don't want to, I delete it.
Yeah. Sometimes you read through comments and you go, who are these people? Yeah. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah. And then the other day I did comment and I looked like a fool because it was the NFL CBS, Instagram, and they wrote, after the Detroit game, it was something along the lines of, most completions without an incompletion. And I put under it, very well written, ha ha ha. And then I went back to look at it later, and it was the second picture in the, whatever you call it, where you scroll over.
Oh, yeah, in the carousel.
So it looks like that I was commenting on the first picture, which didn't have anything written on it, really.
Yeah.
It's just like stats or whatever. I'm like, very well written.
Well, those stats.
Look out, grammar police.
Do you like leaving more negative or positive comments?
Sarcastic, whether you call that negative or
yeah, no, they're negative. You can just say negative. Yeah.
So yeah, that's more of my style, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like the other day I put on some sports podcast thing, I can't take anybody seriously who's wearing sunglasses inside, because one of the guys was wearing sunglasses and he always does.
Well, that needed to be said.
Yeah. And then I thought, well, I don't know him well enough. He may have something wrong with his eyes. And then I look like the jerk.
But yeah.
Then I couldn't find my comment, so I didn't go back and delete it. They must have already deleted it when they saw it. So.
Oh, probably cried themselves to
sleep. Oh, yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, make sure you please go to our all of our podcasts and all of that stuff and subscribe. You can do that at Spotify, Apple, the TJ and Riggins app. You can do that. And I mean, go listen and like and do all of that stuff. But we really want you to subscribe. No reason. We would just like for you to subscribe. Doesn't mean one way or the other to us, doesn't make any difference. But please, do that. All right. So Lindsay rejoined the show yesterday after a small 8-year hiatus, and since she has been on the show before, she's had children. Now she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And when she was on the show before, there was no such thing as the internet or social media. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
But now we're on the YouTubes and everywhere else. You're getting video podcasts and that kind of stuff. So she posted on her story last night on the Instagram a video of her children looking up and seeing her on TV. Yeah. No, are they freaking out?
They couldn't believe it. They just could. My daughter's 4, Delilah. She kept saying, "There's 2 mommies. There's 2. That's not you. There's 2 mommies." Like, I was like, "Do I look different? Like, what?" What she she didn't comprehend that was me. And then I said, "Brooks, did I do good?" He said, "Nope." I was like, "Okay, well, they're just like brutally honest, you know." Just kind of punches you in the gut. But the real issue was my husband, Kyle. I come in there. He's watching it. He's like, "So y'all are like really flowing. Like you're really flowing." We dated for 8 months when I was on the show.
Yeah.
I calculated. We did like 500 shows together while we were. Mm-hmm. You're just now. Like, did you not listen to me then? He like couldn't fathom.
He couldn't have. Because whenever I finally met him, he didn't say anything about me making jokes about you being with somebody from Chicago.
Right. I mean,
you know, and all of that stuff. And so he didn't say anything about it. So I figured he must not have ever listened.
He said, "Well, I didn't really, you know, I didn't know if we were serious." 8 months? Like, you didn't know we were serious? Like, what do you mean? He's like, "Well, I guess I just didn't really pay attention." Like, I don't know if it was the video he was trying to piece to get, because, you know, we weren't on the video back then, which, you know, I love this now, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super nice. But it's, he was my real issue. I'm like, dude, we were. He's like, so how do you like flow with them so well? No, well, we've done 1,000 shows together, yeah, like in 4 years. Like,
you did it for a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Like, this isn't my first. He's like, your first day, you're like hitting it off. No.
Hello.
Yeah, like he was my main concern right there.
And then he's telling the kids to shut up so he can listen. They're going, that's two mommies. What's going on? I mean, they're shocked. They're like, what's he's going like, on? And he's like, hey, y'all, be quiet. I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, that's like, funny. What do you mean? I don't know. Like, so anyway.
I've never heard your mama on the radio. Yeah. So I'm trying to see what she sounds like.
Like, just, yeah.
That's crazy.
His mind was blown. Mm-hmm. So the whole family just doesn't get it. You know, they just don't get it.
And he didn't know if y'all were serious after dating 8 months. Right. That's the thing you should be concerned about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, sponsored by the Richard Tocato Companies. All kinds of stuff going on with mortgages and rates and all of that. I hate to sound too technical. But if you are in North or South Carolina and you need help and get some money out of the equity in your home, then go to homewithrichard.com, homewithrichard.com. And he's the man. He's the man. Hey. So, Riggins, I know that you are not, and nor am I, a fan of men in bathrobes.
No. It's creepy.
A man in a robe. You know, it's kind of what you would, you know, you would think would be going on at a hot tub party or something.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah. I don't think really the look of a man in a robe is complete without a couple of gold chains. I just picture those mob guys going to get a rub down.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to get a rub down.
You're very much on display without being on display for some reason. It's just like, it's too much. It's like seeing somebody in their underwear. It's like, put on some clothes.
I don't mind it so much when they show it on TV if it's a guy who's wearing pajamas and a robe.
Yeah.
It's the naked under the robe thing.
Perfect way to differentiate those two. It's way different when the dad has come down on Christmas Day and he's got the pajamas on and a robe on versus a guy without any clothes. Excellent. Excellent.
You know, just those leather mule slide slippers.
Yeah.
And no bare leg, no socks.
Yeah.
Just chest hair blazing through the little crack in the robe. Yeah. Well, the robe is now on its way to being trendy fashion-wise in the fashion world, because of COVID and more people spending time in their robes during COVID, it's now made its way into the fashion world because Angelina Jolie showed up at an event or was coming out of somewhere the other day, and she was wearing an overcoat that was cut and styled like a robe, like a bathrobe.
All right. But it's not a robe. I mean,
no, it's not
a robe.
But you never know for people who can't afford the same coat that Angelina Jolie has, they may just say, you know, I got a nice robe and I'm going to wear that over these jeans or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, a lot of women get mad at me for saying certain things. And sometimes I'm aggravated and just joking around and exaggerating and all that. And sometimes I'm not. Like when I say that women spend a lot of their time trying to figure out how they can stay in their pajamas longer.
Right.
I know these things.
Yeah.
I'm an expert on the female behavior in our culture. And I've observed that women love finding any reason to stay in their robe and pajamas longer. Either up into the day or get to wear them to work or on flights or wherever else. You know, that's why they come up with wear your pajamas to work day.
Yeah.
You know, as a theme for work or at the school for the teachers and the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is a prime example of that. Now it's let's make robes designer wear.
It's fashion.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't tell an employee to like not wear their robe. She's like, this is fashion. I mean, you can see how that would turn out.
Right. Yeah. But
you can't wear your pajamas. This is fashion.
My wife has about a minimum 6 robes hanging on hooks on the door in our bathroom.
6 robes?
Yeah. Just always has a variety.
She doesn't have a job.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.